Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central on the official Hurricane Center clock. The wind 120 miles an hour on Hurricane Delta, movement north at 12 miles an hour. We've been talking about that movement to the north overnight, and it did turn, and eventually towards the north northeast with time during the day today. Pressure 958 millibars. We're about 160 miles from Cameron, Louisiana. Let's start off with the radar. You can see where the center is right here, with some of that intense convection right around the center, and that's where you get your intense winds. But look at the tropical moisture spreading in from Houston, Beaumont, Lake Charles, but not just there, but even inland. You start getting into Carthage, and you start getting Alexandria seeing some of these showers, and all the way up even to Monroe and portions of North Louisiana seeing some of this. So we'll see where these rain bands set up, where you can get that intense rainfall. Even though you're well away from the center, Baton Rouge, Hammond, over to the Mississippi coast, you can see some of these rain bands, and you get some severe weather in there in the way of tornadoes. Let's look at the latest forecast track that we have. A few things to note here. One, the size of the tropical storm force winds at the greatest extent, about 140 miles away from the center. So even if you're not in that cone, even if you're not right there, right in where the core is of this storm, you can still see some of these tropical storm force winds, because if you extend this along the forecast track, you can see portions of the upper Texas coast. You can see portions of southeast Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Lafayette. You can see some of these intense winds with time. Still a tropical storm early Saturday morning. So even inland, you can see some of these, that's the strong winds. You can see trees down and power outages as well. Let's look at some of the more details of some of those impacts. One is the wind. Some of those tropical storm force winds getting really close to the coastline here, especially when you get into those rain bands stretching northward. But here's the probabilities. You know, you get into these yellows and oranges and reds, it's a higher probability of getting tropical storm force winds. You can see just the size of this storm. And as a result, it's not just on the coast. We have hurricane warnings that stretch even inland. So Alexandria, the I-49 corridor, you can see some of those hurricane force winds in red. And look at that in blue. That's the area that you see tropical storm force winds. The other part of this we were talking about is seeing some of the water arises, San Luis Pass. Already seeing some of that water come in Texas. You can see that jump right there. That's well out ahead of that storm. And that's where we're talking about the dangers of the storm surge and the water getting there early, because a bigger storm will produce more storm surge. And these values are dangerous. Life-threatening storm surge in some areas. You look at Holly Beach over the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge. 5 to 8 foot of storm surge from the refuge over to Vermilion Bay, over all the way over to Morgan City there, 7 to 11 foot. That's the maximum, that's the peak that we can see, waves on top of that, and this is inundation. That's water up your pant leg, a very dangerous situation. Not just on the immediate coast, but the water can get into Vermilion Bay, into these bayous, into these canals that normally drain that rain out to the Gulf. They're going to reverse. That storm surge is going to come in. So even well inland, you can see some of this inundation. So please listen to those local officials. I already showed that one gauge. The water can get in there early, especially when you get that onshore flow, and it could cut off your evacuation route. And even further east, Morgan City to Port Fouchon, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge, 3 to 5 over to the mouth of the river. And that's just a dangerous amount of storm surge. And this is a real good indicator of how far this storm surge could get inland. So this has been the latest update from right here, Miami, Florida, at the National Hurricane Center.